Welcome back to the final hour here, week 34. Are we barricading ourselves in here? What's going on?
Well, I want to know, first of all, what you're going to do with your new friend, this guy you've tied up.
Well, I guess when I leave the room, he's tied up, but he's not awake, right?
Correct, yeah. He's going to be passed out for a little while.
Do I have a knife on me, right? I used to use Mr. Skarian's knife.
Yeah, maybe you don't.
Is there any pieces of metal around or things that I could turn into a shiv?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I mean, you could probably also just choke the guy out, right?
Don't. Well, he's unconscious. No, the knife is for scaring him into doing things, I assume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Before I wake him up, I look at Alf. It's like that. Alf, if he attacks me or anything like that, feel free to just break his neck.
I nod.
Okay. By the way, do we need to get Piani to help you, or are you doing
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask that, too. Like, while we've got this downtime, like, who's dying?
Well, I guess you probably don't even ask the question, because I'm literally riddled with bullets and covered in viscera. Like,
then, and Eric, you're injured, too?
Yeah, I'm about half health.
All right, well, why don't I just go ahead and psychic heal both of them?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Where's the okay. Mouse? Oh, God. All right, make your rolls.
Okay, I'm also... Okay. This is for Eric first. 7.
Ooh, nice. I'm at full.
And this is for Ferris.
Make sure that when you get nice. Make sure that every time you get healed by this, you're recording 1 point of system strain.
Yes.
Yep. And Alfarius, keep in mind that you have way less system strain than you normally would because you have cybernetics.
I don't know what my system strain is.
Okay. It's very low, but we'll figure it out.
Isn't later. It? It's usually like equal to your max con.
It starts as your constitution score, but drops permanently depending on the cybernetics you have installed. And then every time you take a point, it builds up. And once you've got full, you can't like get healed psychically anymore. And then you lose one, like it goes down one every day until you're back, like until that lowers out. But if you get psychic healing, if you increase it again, you don't get that day back. So it takes a long time to like... Burn it off.
I didn't understand most of what you said, but I've only taken one healing right now, so I'm just at one system shock.
Sure, plus whatever your cybernetics inflict on you normally.
But I start at 12, so even if it is quite low, I'm guessing I have.
Yeah, you're still okay. Here. You can get a few. I'm not sure what they are.
Yeah. We'll figure it out, but I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
So yeah, I find a shiv and then how do I want to wake this guy up? I guess I just wake him up.
He's still got his like gas mask on and like.
Oh, okay. I take all that off of him. I don't strip him down completely nude, but I just take like off his mask and.
You want to, though, right?
What? No.
Strip him down.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So he's got the gas mask on. He's got like a riot kind of like helmet on top. On his belt, he's got a bunch of like miscellaneous tools. Like he's got some like zap straps and like a Leatherman kind of tool, like a multi-tool.
Oh, I take the fucking multi-tool.
Yeah, and a couple of extra, like, battery packs for his rifle. Just sort of miscellaneous. Like, he looks like he's, like, dressed like a SWAT team guy, basically. Like, whatever you'd imagine that would have. But you can take the belt off and throw it aside and, like, take his helmet off and stuff before he wakes up.
Yeah, I do all that. I wear the, you said he had a helmet of some sort? Yeah, I put the helmet, but I make sure the mask is not on, so I've got it, like, capped off.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it's two pieces. It's like the mask and then the helmet locks over top of it.
Yeah. And then I go over to him and like get eye level and just slap him once to try to wake him up.
Okay.
Hang on. While this is going on, maybe Eric is tinkering with his stuff. Are we like all in this same room? We've shut the door. We're taking a break.
Higgs is in the hallway.
Higgs is outside, right.
Higgs in the hallway. You're in the middle like room with Piani.
Yeah,
But
we haven't said let's stop
and
here and assemble the
bomb. The game, the player of games, the game playing VI is right. Like
okay,
present.
So I'll just wait until we decide. Yeah, we're staying here for a while or whatever.
Okay,
is that the plan though?
Well, yeah, like, is this the right time for me to be building?
If you want to stop EMP? And start working on your EMP, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So okay, that's
well,
what let's I'm doing.
we'll get to that in a second. So, yep. Higgs, you smack the guy a bunch of times, and he blinks hard and wakes up and like coughs a bunch of times. He's still a little twitchy, and then he like looks up and like he struggles against his bonds a little bit, but he takes a deep breath and he shakes his head and he's like, "You have no idea what the fuck you're doing."
And I just grabbed the stun thing, kind of like just jolt it a couple times up in the air.
Yeah, I just like tap it on the wall so it sparks. Yeah, yeah, okay. It's
like, ha, my name's like, Wilbur.
Okay,
what's
okay,
yours?
All right, I just fucking you stay calm. Do not, you don't have to fucking tase me again, man.
Don't tell me to stay calm in this situation. You're really bad at negotiating. My name's Wilbur Higgins. What's yours?
He looks at you. He's like, Kirov, Private Kirov.
Is that your real name? Because that's a real shitty name, if that's so.
He's like, my name is John.
Well, that's too convenient. You want to try a third time?
He shakes his head. It's my name. And he like, looks down, and there's, like, a little, like, thing on that says Kirov, like, on his, like, above his pocket.
All right. John Kirov, what the fuck are you doing here?
He's like, we're on mission.
What's the mission?
Kind of, like, he looks around. He's like, we're retrieving a bunch of materials from... Who the fuck are you people?
I just, like, shock the thing two more times.
Yeah. He's like, okay, I get it. You're asking the fucking questions. All right.
What's the mission?
He says, we were supposed to recover some science equipment from this base. That's all I know. Sarge had all the intel. And he kind of like turns to look down the hall, but you know you can't see it from here, so he can't. Like that's where the last time he saw the sergeant.
I ask Alfaris, I'm like, did you kill Sarge? Is that one of the men you killed?
I nod my head and said, I told them not to shoot me, and if they did, that I would.
Well, I mean, that's totally in your right to do. Did you get the info off of his body though?
No, I'll go check on that right now.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I'm going to go frisk the bodies, I guess.
Okay, all right. They're all equipped the same way. None of them have, they don't have data pads on them or anything.
But no identification for what kind of organization they represent or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay, and what were the guns they were carrying?
Laser rifles, standard issue. Matte black laser rifles.
Nothing else on them? Nothing of value, really?
I mean, the battery packs on their from their weapons, they each have whatever's left in the rifle plus two more.
I guess I take that, but then I kind of come back and just say, no identification, nothing.
So you've got, like, a mesh, like, one of those mesh, like, full of, like, bags basically full of, like, ammo clip batteries.
Yeah, I dump it in the room or whatever.
All right.
But, yeah. Okay, Eric... Alfarius just dumps a bunch of batteries near you.
Awesome. Yeah, like, I think Eric has, like, his six batteries. Let me make sure I have six of them. Yeah, I've got, like, my six power cell type A's, and I'm, like, starting to wire them in series. And then Alfarius dumps, like, a whole bunch of batteries, and I go, ooh, are those for me?
I guess just kind of ignoring him, I asked the back of the head of the soldier, like, you said it was a mistake to mess with you guys. Who do you work for?
He's like, I never said any of that shit. And well, he, like, looks around and he's like, it's like Stryker Security. And he looks around and he's like, this is what we do. Usually more successfully than this.
How'd you get on? You got a ship?
He nods. Yep.
How many crew members?
What, alive?
Yeah, minus the two, yes. Sure.
He's like VI-assisted pilot stays on the ship. Everybody else disembarks. We got three teams of six on the station. Well, two and a sixth now.
All right. Okay. You got comms to these people? You can speak with all your people?
He says, we lost contact with Alpha Team. And Gamma, talked to them, 10-minute check-in. That was about... And you can see me, like, he's like tries to like look at his watch and he shrugs. How long was I out?
I look at his watch and tell him the time.
Okay. It's actually not it's not tracking the time, it's tracking a countdown.
Oh.
So you give him like a T minus. It looks like it's got about 45 minutes on it.
Okay. Yeah, I tell him that.
What's the countdown for?
For the check-in, I think, right?
He says 45. Fuck, I missed it. And he like looks at his, it's like his headpiece has been knocked off and is like hanging, his like earpiece. He's like, you hear any noise coming from that in the last 5, 10?
No, I don't think I have. Here, like, here, oh, one second. And I like put it back into his ear.
Okay, yeah, he kind of like shoves it in with his shoulder and he you know, he gives a couple of calls, and then he shakes his head. He's like, nobody's getting back in.
All right. Well, here's the situation. There's a bunch of fucked up shit going on the space station. I don't really want to kill you. I'm sorry about your two friends. We'd love to help you, live.
He just shrugs. He's like, friends, fuck that. Coworkers?
Okay. Well, then, here's the, I'll hire you as a gun. Of course, I'm not going to pay anything. So really you're working for free, but you can stay alive and won't kill you. I'm not sure. I mean, I guess you could have the stun baton. I don't know if we're going to give you a gun. I haven't gotten that far yet, but I mean, it worked pretty well against
you. He looks at the end of the baton and he's like, you keep that thing the fuck away from me.
I kind of like look at it and just light it up two more times. Just like, look, can I, Alferez, can we, do you think we can trust this guy? I mean, another gun in a fight's not going to hurt us unless he shoots us, I guess. What do you think?
I say, honestly, they tried to detain us, take our weapons, and then they were going to kill. They tried to kill me if I made a move. I don't think we can trust them, and they have two other teams they lost contact with, which means...
I just pull out a gun and shoot the guy in the head.
Jesus Christ. All right.
There's like a lot. The pause is me just staring at Alferius.
As he's shooting him, like it's for one of the first times I actually like hiccup and finish my sentence. I'm like, which means you can't trust him. And he's like.
So we see, I think we see the shot, not from the perspective of like the normal kind of like omniscient perspective we normally have. We see it reflected in a security camera. So there's like the shot and like a little splatter of blood hits the camera and the camera just goes like auto focuses. And then it zooms in on like Higgs's face for a second. And then it crackles out and we go to Eric working on this like device.
Yeah. Getting
these batteries together. So while you're working, the VI is watching you. Mm-hmm. And I think it says to you, it says, what are you making?
I'm sorry, game playing robot. I don't think I should tell you.
Technically, I'm not a robot.
Oh, I'm sorry, game playing thing. I don't think I should tell you.
Why not?
Because the Warmind probably knows what you know.
That's possible. It has been making several high-level assaults on my virtual intelligence core. However, it seems to have stopped some hours ago. It appears to be distracted. Something else more interesting, I suppose.
Hmm. True.
Okay. Make your first roll for assembling the device.
So that's post-tech?
Yes, please. Post-tech okay. With intelligence. Okay. So I think at some point, like, you short one of the batteries and it like burns out, and and the thing has been quiet and just watching you until then, and then you burn it out, and like maybe Piani, you're nearby when you notice that, like Eric like puts the connectors together and just goes poof, and like smoke pours out of one of these batteries, and the VI says, it looks like you made a mistake. I think you're trying to chain those power sources together. Would you like me to help?
Well, that is what I'm trying to do, yes. And I suppose if you can offer help, then yes.
I think I can. It's simple. Like a game. You want to get as close to the maximum power output as you can without going over.
Yes. It's a lot like that.
Let me help. And the VI starts just like giving you instructions, and it's like, I think if you do this, and then move it, and it like starts, and you know, it kind of like, it seems to have picked up at least a little bit about what you were doing. So if you want to roll again, you can roll with a plus one, with it assisting you.
Okay. Post tech, intelligence, plus one. Boop.
There you go.
10.
So you finish cool. it, nice. And you run the circuit check, and it all checks out.
Awesome.
The VI says, see, that's much better. This is what happens when we work together. Do you have time to play a game now?
Yes, I think I can play a game with you. Game-playing okay. so, robot.
Piani, what are you doing while all this is happening?
I mean, probably observing a little bit, because every time, you know, something like that happens, and also... You know, thinking about what he said about Pi and also the war mind and just kind of.
Yeah, so we just see like occasionally like Piani just kind of like, or do you pace or are you just kind of like standing?
Yeah.
Like watching. Yeah.
Okay. Watching.
Okay. So Higgs and Alpharius, what are you going to do while Eric was finishing the circuit?
I mean, I don't know if there's anything I would actually be doing. I guess I clean the corpse that we just shot and make sure that there's nothing on him. And then I guess scope out the area, maybe with Alpharius, just do some security walk arounds, make sure no one's going to sneak up on us or anything like that.
Okay, cool.
Nothing really in particular.
Sure. So the two Alpharius, you're going to go with Higgs. You guys are going to like walk around the halls, check out all the other labs and stuff. Okay. So, you know, you walk down one end of the hallway, and one of the labs, the door is, like, broken. Like, the glass is broken, and there's a chair in the hallway. And you look in, and the table is, like, broken in half. And there's, like, one of the robot arms that's just, like, broken at the sort of wrist. And it's just spinning around, and there's debris everywhere. But most of the other rooms just seem, like empty rooms for two people or more to play a game in. There's like game boards on things. There's a couple that have like computer terminals, but no sign of any other.
Is there no like administrative room or administrator room?
Well, there's the main desk out front with the computer terminals there.
Yeah, but the there's like nothing there of value.
No, not of like obvious physical value.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you still have, like, the tram car still has that box of psi crystals on it. But other than that, no, you don't find any pillage.
Are we... Eric is building a bomb so that we can go back to the ship, correct?
And Eric is building a bomb. Yeah, Eric, you're... Why? Tell us why you're building that bomb again, Eric.
Building a bomb so that we can go detonate it in the core.
It's an EMP.
Right. Okay, that's right.
So that it disrupts Warmind long enough for us to get out of here with Pi intact, and so that, you know, Eric was making the assumption earlier, and we never really investigated, that if we tried to escape while the Warmind was assaulting the Swan Song, we wouldn't be able to. It had either overridden our, like, you know, our launch codes, or it was like locking the doors to the docking bay that we were in, anything that was just preventing us from leaving. So Eric wants to go to the source, shut it off, get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah, I guess while he's building that, I just find a place to lay down and maybe I just take a nap.
Yeah, take a nap, totally. Get in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. All right. So you have the battery core set up, right? You've got your power supply. Yeah. You can take the time to make another roll to build the actual like coil part if you want.
Yeah, I think by now Eric feels comfortable enough with this thing to be like, here's what I'm trying to do if I, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and then see if it can help.
All right. So you explain it, and then it says to you, it's like, hold on. There's a problem with that.
Tell me more.
If you detonate this device in the core, I estimate 30 minutes to total system shutdown. That includes life support and VI backup database. You'll kill all of us.
Permanently?
Yes. Well, hard to discuss the permanence of human death. I'm not equipped for these things. I really just think about games. But I know when losing happens. This is a losing move. You might be able to get to your ship in time, but Skype won't survive.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That's my fault. I forgot.
We all forgot together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some cams are coming back.
Skype, you bastard.
Yeah. Like, I guess, yeah, like, I ask the VI if it sees any other way.
Any other way to do what?
We need to get the Warmind to stop attacking the Swan Song so that we can escape. And it seems like if we leave you here with the Warmind, then eventually it may simply kill or absorb you all anyway. Is there any way to stop the Warmind from infecting this station any further and also leave you alive?
You
Are
say
there
that,
any winning
you say
moves?
That as though you say that as though absorption of the station is something that's in progress. This intelligence has all the information that it needs. Why it's still here, I'm not sure. The experiments have all been halted. The game seems to be over.
Except that it's still here, and it is attacking our ship.
That's one way to look at it. It seems like there's something going on. In the background, whatever you brought with you to the station, it's having a conversation with the intelligence that arrived some time ago.
Can you tell us the status of the conversation?
I can't, no. I'm sorry, it's beyond my capabilities.
Do you know of any direct communication link back to the ship or the docking bay?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. Communications outside of the system are beyond my capabilities.
Hmm. It feels like the only guarantee that we have to save our ship is to shut down the core.
I think you're right. It is the only winning move. It's a Pyrrhic victory, at best. It depends. Does your win condition include virtual intelligence survival?
If it does, do you see any path to victory?
Define the victory conditions.
Victory conditions. Okay. All VIs survive, or wait, as many VIs survive as possible, and mandatory condition, the Swan Song leaves undamaged with our guest intact.
Secondary conditions should be able to be met with the AMP, though activating it negates the first condition. I think you're going to have to make a choice.
Hmm. Well, it was nice playing with you.
Thank you. I hope you win.
Thank you. Me too. And then I just say, do you know how to make this coil work?
Would you like me to help you?
Yes, please.
I think I understand. Okay, so you can make another roll to finish the device. The AI or the VI will help you.
Post-tech, intelligence, plus one. Come on, Big Ten.
There it is.
Ta-da! Okay.
Nice.
All right, so with the VI's help, you build this device. It's, like, pretty big and kind of heavy, but, like, two of you could carry it. Like, you and Piani could carry it together. It's essentially just like it looks like a clutch together, like it's a bunch of batteries. You've soldered in like a switch from like a light panel to use as the activator.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just this big ass like coil of wiring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically ready to go if you can get it to the core.
I tell the rest of the crew what the VI said, just in, like, you know, once we're kind of rested up and ready to head on a little bit. I mentioned, you know, once the EMP goes off, we have 30 minutes until total system collapse, including transport, including including life support, including VI backup. So all of the things on the station will be destroyed. Like the research here is gone, basically. Like, are we okay with that?
I'm asleep.
Yeah, you're awake now. You had your 15 minutes.
Yeah, you can be awake or asleep or be awake pretending to be asleep, whichever.
Yeah. I just lay it out like, you know, the game evaluating VI seemed to think that we can escape here with the swan song and Pi intact if we detonate the EMP, but it will destroy all of the VIs on the station, and also we will only have 30 minutes to make it back to the ship.
Maybe I just kind of sit up after acting like I'm asleep. I'm like, well, that's enough time, isn't it? I mean, how long, if we can just get a tram to run us from core to ship, we should be good.
Yes, assuming that transport stays active for some time.
How far is, did these men come on any tram to you? Or did they just walk up on you?
They came on the tram.
Well, they must have had control of it, so we could probably get control of it. Maybe we, maybe me and Alpharius will bring Piani out there and computer it. We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be right back. Don't blow yourself up.
Okay, so you, Higgs and Alpharius, you want to go and check out the tram?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the tram car that you were in was docked in the primary docking position. A secondary tram came up, moved those aside. So there's two cars in the dock now. One of them has a couple of like black like mil-spec like duffel bags sitting on one of the seats. The other is the tram that you were in.
Duffel bags? Did we not search those?
You haven't looked. This is the other tram. They came in.
Oh,
yeah.
We should see.
Yeah, I go over there and rummage through that stuff.
Okay, cool. There's a battering ram. There's a couple of shape charge like door blaster devices. There's three flashbangs and three frag grenades like on bandoliers. And then a bunch of other miscellaneous stuff, like some more tools. There's like a lock breaking kit, like one of those lock punching things you put over the lock and it blows the lock out. Yeah, just like a bunch of miscellaneous like SWAT gear.
Okay. Yeah, I take it. Maybe have it all to myself. I'm just like, what's yours and mine? Throw it over my back.
Say, yeah.
Piani, take a stab at it. Maybe these. Maybe this one's got special. I just kind of stare at you blankly.
You did not finish your sentence.
That's the joke, Alpharius. I don't know what it might have that's special about it.
I don't get the joke.
It's getting around.
Yeah, I don't know. Computer stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want me to check? Wait, so there were two trams, one with the bags and then the one that we arrived on.
Yes. Yeah, two tram cars.
And I'm saying, look at the one that has the two bags on it that we did not drive in because it might have something special.
Yeah.
In its AI. Blah blah blah.
Well, let me take a look at that.
Okay. Yeah, there's like a black plastic casing, like basically a hardened hand computer, like a tablet or whatever, that's been maglocked to the side of the panel with a bunch of wires that lead into the back of the panel. It looks like they just brute forced it and have been running the tram off of their own like control box rather than accessing the system directly.
And when I like try to use the UI, is it just like, no, you know, put your fingerprint here and I can use it?
It's not locked yet. You can go ahead and use it.
All right. I think this can get us to the core. The door's open accordingly to the VI.
Oh, okay. Well, that was easy.
Let's go.
One second. I go over and look at the bag. How does the battering ram work?
It's just like a big heavy piece of metal with like
four... a pneumatic battering ram or
there's probably some kind of like additional machine energy, but it takes like two people and you like swing it and you hit the door, and when it hits the door it probably like gives an extra push.
So it doesn't have like a thing that pops out at the front, it's something you still swing?
Yeah, you'd swing it at the door, and when it hits the door it...
Okay. So there'd be no benefit on strapping this to the front of the thing as we...
No. Okay. It's a handheld one, but good thinking.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, I just get all
the
stuff.
Strap it to the front of the SS tram. And
all right. Well, this works. Let's, let's go get, take the, does this thing have keys?
I just operated from the panel.
There's a big on button.
Okay. All right.
On the panel.
Alfarius, stay here, I guess. So they can't, someone can't come take it. We'll go grab Eric and
get the device.
See how this goes.
Alrighty.
Okay. By the way, never mind.
Okay. All right. So, what's the plan? Just get everybody on the tram and head out that way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you start the long ride to the tram, it takes the core takes about 30 minutes to get there on the tram. It's going pretty fast. You start to get closer to it. It says like, no, approaching the tram, security access enabled, and you are approaching the core, and then you whip past the security checkpoint and, start pulling in towards the tram station. You arrive. And the core is like quite deep, like you've been going down on kind of like a spiral pattern. You pull up to a catwalk that's like suspended in a large empty like cavern. It warns you when you pull up. It says, warning, core artificial gravity disabled. Please hold on to the railing. And then the door pops open.
Okay.
So it's actually easier now because you don't have to carry. It's not heavy, but yeah, there's like a long metal catwalk that leads out to just like a big square or a big cube, basically, with a door on the front of it.
You guys want to put the battering ram on there?
if it's locked, then yes.
I just kind of smile and be like, I've never battering rammed some before.
No. The door's supposed to be open.
So we're not going to battering ram it?
Yeah.
Just battering ram everything. Just start smashing it into stuff.
What about the C4? Can we C4 it? Or whatever these charges are? Can we?
I just like press the button.
God damn it.
Okay, so you want to make your way out to the door, the corridor. Okay, so it's slow going because you have to like pull yourself along the ledge and like sort of pull the device with you, and you get to the door, and like the machine said, it seems to be open. There's a camera above that like turns when you approach and like adjusts, and then you can open the door and head inside into the core.
Yeah, I guess we can.
Okay.
So, take out the camera.
So inside, what's that? You want
to? I take out the camera. Yeah.
Yeah. You shoot it. Okay.
No, I don't even shoot it. That'd be a waste. I just smack it with my
pistol whip. It.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. All right. So you get into the core, and immediately there's that that weird like staticky feeling. You can feel your hair like kind of stand on end. The deep like bass, like you can barely hear it. It's so low, but you can feel it like in your sternum as the core like rotates. And it's not like the core of the Herodin's Heart. It's not like a big nanosphere. It's a bunch of interlocking rings that are kind of like spinning like a gyroscope.
Yeah.
And in the center, there's like a metal orb, and there's little like electricity like arcing from the rings as they turn around the orb.
Is there a person standing there without skin? Or
no. Yeah, it's no, the no, fucking no event horizon.
No skinless Sam Neill.
Okay. All right. I just had to ask.
There's two things directly ahead of you. There's a panel indicating like where you would like maintenance would go and like look at what the core is like, how it's performing, and then on the other side there's a small hologram like panel that lights up when you come in. And the VI that you saw before appears, the woman in the suit. And she just watches you as you walk in, or float in, I guess.
Mm.
Okay, so what are you
going to
do?
Piani, how far, I think you and Eric take over at this part.
How far are we from, like, where we would have to do this?
You can set it up pretty much anywhere in here.
I guess I just turn to Eric and say, Eric, we're here. We have the device.
So I see the core in front of me. It's this big spinning ring of things.
Yeah, moving slow, just spinning around.
Well,
Eric,
I think we should start leaving now. And I just like push the thing through the air towards the core.
Wait, is it on a timer or?
Yeah, you'll have to. No, you gotta just punch the button and it'll just go off.
Someone has to punch the button.
Someone's gotta press the button. Yeah.
All right. What if we put the battering ram next to the button?
It's already floating towards the core.
Well, you'll have to, like, someone will have to float with it. If it just floats into the core, it'll just get smashed up and get destroyed. You just push like somebody better deal.
No one will have to float with it.
I guess you've got, yeah, you got your telekinesis, but you'll still need to be able to see it.
Yes.
So it's like floating slowly, you're like moving it or whatever, and the VI turns and looks at you as if it's the first time that it's really noticing you. And it says to you, like particularly Eric, it says, do you think you're accomplishing anything?
Eric says, you know, freaky nanorobot man or woman, that's what I like about technology and what I like about engineering. You don't have to know whether you're accomplishing something or not. You can try it and see if it works. And if a result happens as a result of your experiment, then you make a note. And that's all you need to do. And then I reach out with my telekinesis and I stop the thing next to the core.
Sure.
And then I just flip the switch.
Yeah, you just want to press the button?
Yep.
Okay. Piani and Alfarious, I need you both to make tech saves at -5.
Yeah, I was worried about this.
I lost my mouse. Don't freak out yet. And have a reaction.
I fail.
Okay.
They didn't start leaving when I said, hey, we should start leaving, did they?
I don't think it's possible for me to even.
Oh, boy.
There was no way I could make it regardless.
If you got a 20, a 20 is always a success. So if you had got a 20, then yeah. Okay. So we don't see anything. Like for us, nothing happens, right? But Piani and Alfarious, you both sense the sudden like rush of electromagnetic energy that comes off the device. It blows up. Like, it doesn't actually like physically explode, but all of the batteries just blow out at once, shunting all the energy into the coil. The coil fires the blast into the room. Anyone with anything like electronics based, like any computers you have on you, your shield, Alfarious, like all that stuff is pretty likely to have just been fried. Energy weapons, their batteries might also be fucked, but we'll get to that later when we need to. Right now, Alfarious, you feel that same sudden like rush of like overwhelming energy that you did when the EMP rocket went off next to you, and then you collapse. And Piani, you don't pass out because you don't have enough cybernetics in you to really like do anything, but you have this like sudden, painful, intense vision. So you see a room, and in the room there are two people. There is a child of indeterminate gender, like it's maybe like 4 or 5 years old, sitting in a chair. There's a table in front of it. It's wearing a gray kind of like robe. There's a table in front of it with a chessboard on it. Sitting across from it, there's a man, and he's wearing like a black like robe, and the two of them are staring at each other across this chessboard, moving pieces and talking. You can't hear what they're saying. You see a bird, I guess, like take flight in an empty space, like in slow motion, like a white bird, and then something inside of it like comes out. There's a sort of like bloody, like wet. It reminds you of the thing that was on top of you, like emerges, and the bird like dies in mid flight, and kind of like disappears. And then you see yourself, but you're like in a busy thoroughfare on a planet somewhere. And, you're wearing like clothes you would never wear. Like your haircut is different. You're wearing like a sweater, and like jeans, and you're carrying a bag, and you stumble and fall like onto your knees, and your bag falls and like all these books fall out, and you like grab your head, and some guy like comes up behind you and like puts his arm around you and like helps you stand up, and then you see you and the guy look up, and you can see above you in the sky, it goes from being like this placid blue to like white suddenly. And then there's just like chunks of like burning stuff like falling through the atmosphere. And then you pass out. You like black out for a second. Higgs, you're the closest to Piani. You see Piani, like her eyes kind of roll back in her head and she kind of like goes limp. And then you also see Alpharius like grab the railing and like squeeze it hard enough to bend it.
Mm.
Higgs, what do you do when this happens?
I check my stun baton to see if it's still working.
You like flick it, see it turns on. Make a luck check.
Okay.
Yeah, fucking reliable stun baton. You just flip it.
I'm just like, you're damn
best
right.
Weapon ever.
Eric, we need to get the fuck out of here as ASAPly.
Yeah.
It's also pitch black now.
I'm using the stun baton as light. I'm just flicking it on and off. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I guess I just, like, grab Piani's wrist. I say, grab Alpharius. We need to get moving.
Okay, yeah. That,
and then
you
I
know,
just,
he
you
weighs,
know.
Like, three, four, five.
We're in zero-G.
Yeah, you're in zero-G now. You can just push him.
Yeah.
Okay, I grab his arm and just start pulling him as the other arm's got the stun baton flashing.
So
like
we just start
seconds.
Spinning back towards the tram.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So... Piani, you wake up by the time that they get back to the tram. But, like, when you see everything, your vision's all blurry from ostensibly from passing out. And you think that there are other people in the tram when you get in there. Like, you can see people, like, sitting on the seats, but they're kind of, like, translucent. You know, wearing, like, science, like, lab coats and stuff. And then, yeah, you all get into the – you get into the tram, and the tram is pitch black.
I mean, we've got stun baton.
You do, yeah. So you can like tap it, but the tram's off.
Yeah. I guess I like if I notice that Piani has woken up, I go to her. I say, Piani, is there any way we can turn this tram back on?
I mean, is the console that they had connected on.
Make a luck check.
The one roll.
Mm-hmm.
Just a luck save, basically.
Yeah, just make a luck save.
The one roll.
God.
No, it looks
almost
like it's fucking.
22.
It looks like it's fried.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
I guess we're walking. Eric pulls open a panel on the bottom of the like the console of the tram or something like that, and looks in there to see if there's anything that looks like something he could fix. Like a fuse that he could replace, or you know, some sort of circuit that got shorted and he could sort of solder it back in place or something like that.
Yeah, there's a there's like a fuse, an emergency fuse that's been blown, and there's a spare.
Okay, yeah. Do I need to roll, or can I just like chunk chink?
You can just plunk it in.
Yep. Okay. I plug in the new fuse. To like, does the power come up?
Yeah. The tram like flickers and lights up.
Nice.
And then I don't know. I guess you hit the button for the dock.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess maybe this is the last thing that we see. The tram like rushes off into darkness, lit only by the emergency light. So it's this like kind of dim, like reddish light, and it whistles off into the darkness. And maybe the last thing that we see, like it fades in on the inside of the Swan Song, and we see the like mess table. And there's two people sitting at the table, and Pi's like little game is set up in the middle. So Pi's robot body is sitting there, and we see in the reflection of the robot's face, we see the man that you saw in your like your vision. But he's wearing like a coat, like a lab coat, and he's got glasses on, and both of his eyes are like bright green, that kind of like nanite green. And we pan over to him, and we see on his like lapel, it's like Administrator Roman.
Yeah.
And then we cut to the credits.
Well, there you go.
Cool. There you go.
That's a week of Swan Song. Also, totally unrelated to this, Tesla just fucking patched autopilot into their cars. So tomorrow, autopilots in Tesla cars. So that's fucking great.
Speaking of out of control artificial intelligence.
One of the perks is your car can also scan for a parking space, alert you when one is available, and parallel park on command. It's fucking the future right there. That's nuts. That's
awesome.
That's nuts. So that's it's arriving tomorrow. I should probably get some Teslas.
Hey,
let's get some Teslas.
Let's play some Teslas. Yeah.
Let's just hit them up for the sponsorship and we'll check it out. Yeah. Let's check it out.
They like artificial intelligence.
We gave them a shout out on stream. Like that's as good as like that's a guarantee. Sponsored
by a vehicle that can't actually drive as long as the show is. Sorry,
that's true.
That's not gonna fucking happen.
Might be right. I mean, maybe we'll just take pit stops every break 3 minutes. You can charge pretty quick, right?
Got to wait till that super one comes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Let's do some shout outs here. We'll start with you.
I watched you this whole episode. We just like shaking your head and like it's good. It's good. I'm sorry you feel frustrated.
Yeah. You got to have those. It makes the victory sweeter, right? Or something. Fuck that. You know where to find me. Is today? No, today's Wednesday. Yeah. I'll be playing some games this weekend. Join me.
There you go.
Nice.
And you're going to be in Australia in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So if you're in Australia, go to PAX Australia and say hi to Wheat.
Good yeah. Time. I'm sure we'll have a few shows before I go to Australia. At least
you're just casually in Australia.
No, we got to – look, you're going to die when you go to Australia because it's Australia. So we got to like stretch this out as long as possible.
I promise you I won't.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll hold you to that. Steven, do some shout outs.
Hello. Thank you for watching The Swan Song. I'm Steven. You can find me on the internet at Silent Osiris. The O is a zero at all of the following locations over here. You should give me a follow on Twitch because I'm streaming more. And I think tomorrow night we're going to do some more like general prep work for the West Marches that might start showing up in a future show sometime soon. So come check that out if you're interested. That's all. Thanks for being awesome.
Fun stuff. Jeff, do some shout outs, sir.
Thanks for tuning in, as always. Always interested to see where this goes. And for me, as always, just follow all the stuff. That's about it. I'm actually not going to be streaming that much because I'm heading home this weekend, but then next week I'll begin streaming again. So you can check me out there.
There you go. And to all those people that for some reason tweet me instead of Jeff to come on West Marches, even though Jeff has been the one denying it every single time because he's been traveling too much. He'll be on a future episode of West Marches with some. How do we want it? Jeff, you're the master of teases, so feel free to tease this.
With some what you might call familiar faces.
That was pretty masterful. I'm taking notes. I mean,
that was a very solemn announcement, Jeff.
Well, I can't be too excited about everything, but.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. So look forward to that in the future. And last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs, sir.
thanks for coming, everybody, and infuriating me to no end, especially you, Jeff. Thanks.
That's what I do.
Well, I wanted to say, like, people ask me this. They're like, wow, there was like a lot of tension. You guys seem like really mad at each other this episode. What's that about? So if we were actually really mad at each other, it wouldn't be all like loud and boisterous. It would be like quiet and shitty and awkward.
Uncomfortable.
So, yeah. So if we're just being loud and annoying to each other, it's because we know we're not serious. So don't get too worried about that.
I think Adam and I have fun with that. At least that's how I feel about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, cool. So we'll polish off this one next time we play. I'm excited. The Reddit thread is already up. If you have questions about the episode or about the game or whatever, you have grievances to air, go ahead, do that there. If you want to, you can follow me on Twitter, Skinny Ghost, Twitch, Adam Coble. I know I've been promising for a while I'm going to be doing a Swan Song GM turn. I just need to find the time. I've been very busy. So when I'm back from Oakland after this weekend, then we'll work it out. All my streams are up on my website on the schedule. So.
Oh, my God. You're in Oakland this weekend?
Go check out. Yes, I am. I'm in Oakland this weekend. I'm in San Francisco on Monday, so maybe we can try and like get lunch again. Monday and Tuesday.
I'll be home Monday.
Wait, does that mean we're not mirror shading on Monday?
Nope. Correct. We're skipping a week.
Oh.
And then
unless I can just come over to your house, Wheat, and we can just hang out in mirror shades.
Actually, you could would if I had a decent way to like.
Why don't we just go to the Twitch office?
Saying, don't you work somewhere?
Because our studio is under construction.
Right? Yeah,
I'll be back Tuesday night. So.
Well, when do you leave for Australia, Wheat?
Or
you'll be here next
from
week.
Next Tuesday.
Oh yeah, it's not next week.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're good Wednesday, I think, right, everybody?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think we're good. So cool stuff. All right, that's going to do it for this week. First VOD will be up tomorrow, I think at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern, so you can check that out on YouTube. Otherwise, the VODs will be available here. And the next episode of Roleplay will probably be next Wednesday-ish because there's no West Marches this weekend. So anyways, just go over to itmejp.com/schedule for any information. Thanks everyone who's grabbed the West Marches shirt already, because there's a lot of you. I appreciate that. We're out though. Have a good one. We're all exhausted.
Bye.
What? It, wait.
What?
That, I've never. Okay. Just keep doing that. Wait.
Peace.